I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Looking for a summer getaway, but tired of theme parks and overcrowded beaches? Here's an idea. Something no one else alive has ever seen, and it's free, and there are countless numbers of places to see it. Enough with the suspense. Here's Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor here, speaking with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
All right, Ira, I'm hooked. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about a very rare astronomical event in which the planet Venus crosses the disk of the sun from the left to the right, and it's visible from the Earth, and it's going to happen June 8th, next week. And the last time this happened was in 1882. So you can be reasonably sure that no one alive today has seen it before.
Reasonably assured, yes. Well, how easy will it be to see it?
Well, there's good and bad news, of course, about everything. The good news is that you really only need one piece of special equipment, and that's a special sun filter. It's a thin piece of plastic especially made to block out the harmful rays of the sun, because you don't, I'll repeat this again, you don't ever want to look directly at the sun. The best spots will be in Europe and Asia and the Middle East. They'll get to see the entire 6 hours of this. But when the sun rises on June 8th in the eastern part of the U.S., a little bit after 5 a.m., the transit will already be underway, but it's still going to be watchable until about 7 a.m. So you got almost 2 hours of watchability of this. Unfortunately, the bad news is that if you live in a line running from, let's say, eastern Montana to eastern Texas, you're not going to be able to see anything. So sorry, L.A., you're going to be out of this one.
Now, going back to 1761, there's a great story about a Frenchman who went to incredible lengths to try to see this. Can you tell us that story?
Yes, it is an interesting story. His name was La Gentille. I don't want to give you his full name. We'll take the rest of the half hour to do this. Anyhow, he departed from France in 1761 to see the transit. He was headed to India. He was blocked from actually getting to India because the Seven Years' War between England and France was going on, and they had sort of blockaded him from entering. So he said, what am I going to do? Well, you know, I know there's another one going to happen 8 years later. He decides to take up residence on Mauritius and do a little scientific expedition there. And he says, well, 8 years are up now. It's 1769. I think the best place to see it would be Manila in the Philippines. But his sponsors at the Academy of Sciences in Paris say, no, we don't want you to go to the Philippines. We sent you to India. We want you to go back to India. Just as he gets back there, the transit is happening. This giant cloud covers the sun, preventing him from observing the transit. He learns later on that if he had gone to Manila in the Philippines, the weather was perfect. He would have had a great stay to see it. So now he can't wait another 100 years. He has to go back to Paris. And when he arrives in Paris, news has gone ahead of him that he was on a shipwreck and they thought he was dead. And his heirs have already divided up his estate.
Okay, let's say that I don't feel like going through a couple shipwrecks and waiting all this time. And I do live on the eastern part of the United States. What am I going to see?
You're going to see basically what looks like the shadow of a small dot. It's going to be like a small dot going across the face of the sun from the bottom left to the bottom right. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be something as simple as that. But I guarantee you, even though it sounds like it's not much, if you get a chance to see this, you're going to find it really, really exciting, and you should go out and try to see it if you can.
Ira Flatow of NPR Science Friday, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm Madeline Brand.